You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
You are the one for me, for me, for me, formidable. You are my love, very, 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 véritable.
Bonjour à toutes et à tous. Aujourd'hui, nous avons le plaisir d'avoir avec nous Nadia Bekarian. Elle est en fait l'une de nos collègues ici à SBS, mais aujourd'hui, elle va nous parler d'un projet qui lui tient très à cœur, le Festival du film arménien qui se déroule du 6 au 15 septembre à Sydney et du 18 au 20 octobre à Melbourne. Nadia, vous faites partie des organisateurs de ce festival. Vous ne parlez pas français, alors maintenant on va passer en anglais. Nadia, hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. So can you tell us more about this Armenian Film Festival? What exactly is it about and what can we expect to find there?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you and your listeners about the festival. This year, the Armenian Festival is in its fourth year. We have 11 sessions in Sydney and then five in Melbourne. This is the first year that we're taking the festival to Melbourne, so we're really excited about that development. In the festival this year, we have one of our films is in French, and we also have another that is from France. We're hoping very much that people of all backgrounds are going to come and enjoy this festival with us, and we're delighted to be putting it on.
All right. I read the program. It's very rich indeed, but I have to say that as a French speaker, what really caught my attention is this documentary about the great Charles Aznavour. What can you tell us about this documentary? What do we learn about the great Charles?
So with this documentary, it's a really intimate portrait of the legendary Charles Aznavour. The filmmaker was a close personal friend, so you get a really behind the scenes and inside look at the complete life of Charles Aznavour. The film itself is a mixture of family videos, there's intimate interviews, behind the scenes footage, moments with family and friends. We get to see some of his work with charity, many of his performances, his marriages, and you get to see the man as the performer and the man behind the performer. So he's a fantastic, he comes across fantastically in the film. Funny, even until his 90s, some of his famous friends, Sinatra, Liza Minnelli, you really get an idea of who he is and why everybody loves him so much.
Yeah, that's actually something I wanted to bounce back on, because in France and in the French-speaking world in general, obviously he's extremely famous, but he's also very famous actually worldwide. And indeed, he was close friends with huge stars like Frank Sinatra, Ray Charles or Liza Minnelli. Is this an aspect of his life that is explored in this documentary?
Yes, absolutely. You do get to see an aspect of that in the documentary. Worldwide, I think Charles Aznavour is known as the French Frank Sinatra. So he had that type of a reputation. He had a career that lasted 70 years. He had over 150 million records recorded across 80 countries and over about 1,500 songs, many of which he performed himself, the majority. And he appeared in over 80 films as well. So he had an absolutely outstanding career. We are delighted to have this film. It's an honour of Charles Aznavour. It's a year since his passing. So for us to be able to bring this film to the festival this year, the timing was really important, and it's a real honour to be able to have this as part of our festival.
So we said it earlier, Charles Aznavour is a world famous star, arguably the most famous Armenian in the world, in France obviously, but as you said, in the US and everywhere. I was wondering, like, what kind of status does Charles Aznavour has in his birth country, Armenia?
Charles Aznavour is a huge celebrity through the Armenian community worldwide, and he was proud, very proud his whole life, both of being Armenian and of also being French. He very much considered himself to be both. Every Armenian knows of Charles Aznavour. Everybody is so proud of having a singer of his caliber from the community. And Armenians in general are also very grateful and aligned with French speakers. I mean, the French people were incredibly welcoming and provided safe refuge for Armenians after World War I. They were one of the first to come and to lend their support to those in need. There are a lot of Armenians that live in France. Many of our filmmakers are actually from France, including another film that we have this year, which is called Moscovitch, My Love, was written by a French producer, same French producer who produced the opening night film in last year's festival as well. We have a lot of close ties with people from French background and those living in France today.
Charles Aznavour passed away last year. Do you know how this sad news was received in the Armenian community?
The Armenian community were devastated worldwide, and Charles Aznavour had been planning a tour to come to Australia only a few years ago, and a lot of local Armenians were really looking forward to that performance, which he was unable to come to because of his health. So we're hoping that with this film, it does offer at least a small compensation for not being able to see the singer live. We're having a live performer starting, as everybody is in cinema, before the film rolls, we're having a tribute performer by a fantastic local singer, Johnny O'Han, who's going to be singing a repertoire of Aznavour songs with live musicians in cinema. It's a really one-of-a-kind performance, and we're hoping that people are going to enjoy it and be as excited about it as we are.
So yeah, if we do go, it's not just going to be watching a movie, or should I say a documentary, it's also going to be like a bit of a concert.
Absolutely. So it starts with a musical performance first and then into the film. It really is going to be a fantastic evening. We've got a beautiful big cinema organised for the event. People are able to buy tickets in advance or just to show up on the day, which is this Friday in Sydney, and come and join the show.
Well, you definitely convinced me, and I'm sure you convinced our listeners too. So if they want to go and see this documentary or all the other great movies that are programmed during the Armenian Film Festival, how do they do? How do they get tickets?
All the screenings are at Top Ride Event Cinema. Tickets are available an hour before the screening. So on Friday night, it's 7:30 p.m. That's Friday the 6th of September. Tickets are also available for purchase via our website, which is armenianfilmfestival.com.au, and also on our Facebook page. So if you look Armenian Film Festival Australia on Facebook or LinkedIn, all of our communication is there also.
And Nadia, I think you wanted to give like a special treat to our audience. You've got, I think, 4 tickets to give away for our listeners.
That's right, Greg. We have 4 tickets. So we'd be delighted to have some people from your program come and see the film. And as an incentive, we have 4 tickets to give away. I'll leave that to you to continue to pass on those details to us. But we're really looking forward to seeing people there on the night. I will absolutely be at the session, be very happy to meet people that are coming through. We have had quite a bit of interest from the French community, and we hope to have people from French, Armenian and all cultures come and see this fantastic tribute to this outstanding performer.
Et sur ce point, je me permets de repréciser les choses en français. Nous avons donc 4 tickets à vous offrir pour l'Armenian Film Festival. Mais si vous êtes intéressé, on va vous demander une petite chose, c'est d'enregistrer une vidéo d'environ 30 secondes dans laquelle vous allez interpréter votre chanson préférée de Charles Aznavour. Vous nous l'envoyez via notre page Facebook, puis on tirera au sort parmi les participants, les 4 gagnants pour ces fameux tickets.
Thank you very much, Nadia, for all those explanations. Can't wait for this film festival to start, and I'm sure we'll see each other in one of those movie theaters.
Thank you very much, Greg, and merci beaucoup.
Merci à vous. Au revoir.
Et au revoir.
Je me demande même pourquoi je t'aime, toi qui te moques de moi et de tout avec ton air canaille, canaille, canaille. How can I love you?
sbs.com.au